can endow the shliach with the same passive role that her yad has, that the shliach's yad should have the same passive role. It's a passive role. But with some mele, the requirement of fisa beimidaiti baal koche applies. But ichayach, it is isa baal koche. In what case? In the case of av mikabel get lebitiktan baal koche. Now. In order to understand this Gemara, so let me go over again what I said some time ago in regard to the Ktseis Achrish Yisrilish, that get does not require any key, just disintegrate. And the main raya is, in as another raya from Koset Get Al Sura, Anoye or Raite, called it Rishemi. And he assumes that practically most Rishonim hold that in Surah Noya there is no Shriya, so there is no Kiyan. But his main Raya is the fact that the Nisha can be Nisgarash Balkor. And we don't know of such a thing that a person should acquire title to anything against his will. But it's not a Raya, because there's the Xeras HaKos. She acquires title. In the paper, and even if the get is written on a golden tablet, so she acquires title to the golden tablet. Even if the golden tablet has many diamonds in it and it's worth $1 million, so there's a Zasakosov that Baal Kocho, she acquires title to the get, to the golden tablet, so it's all the diamonds. So it's not right. But anyway, that's the Ktseis Chiddush. And I mentioned some time ago, Rab Chaim, so I mentioned several times, disagreed with the Ktseis. And there are many rayas, not the Ktseis. But the Ktseis said, I said, could be true according to one Loshen Yechuz Rashi, but not according to the other Rishen, and not even according to the other Lishenis in Yechuz Rashi. Alright. Now, some time ago I mentioned I'll turn to the Gemara that finds Zayin Amud Beis. The 12th line from the top of the Amud, da fein zayin Amud Beis. Haush riv mera, di kosaf lo gitel it bise, da hade panye di male shaks. There was a shriv mera, was on the verge of death, and Shabbos afternoon, so he wrote it. But it became sunset, the sun had set, and the get had not been handed over by the Baal to Isha. And then they predicted that the Shrivra might die, so then she'll be skukol echlitze, she might remain in Nagun. So, Yahu Shrivra, because look, it's like by the Pani Maile Shaps, for his Biklemeis, and with Rabbono Nitzosea to give a get on Shabbos. To give a get. Rashi mentioned it on the basis Talk of the Alme, for how you yore penyomus with his oak kliyom, for you also retaltil get be Shabbos. Umaisal. Sosa. Can't even be mitaltel get on Shabbos. It's mukt. All right. So, but The woman might be skukolich to a klitze and suppose that the yovim will be nisayam shol minin agunim. So they're looking for an eitz. Also a kamri yovim. What can be done? So he gave him an eitz. Amalu zilu amole likne lei lahuduchte the yosef begit. Because the get was written in the home, in the house of the shrivner. He was shrivner, so he couldn't come to Bezdin. So the Bezdin came to his house. First of all, get doesn't even require Bezdin, okay. So there is a shita that it does require Bezdin. Everything was done in the shrivner's house, and they finished before Shkia, writing the get and signing the get. So it remained on the table or on the table in one of the rooms of the Baal's house. So he advised them that he could divorce her on Shabbos the Shrimra without the Ishe handling the get directly. So that would be better. Zil Amrlei that the Shrimra should. The Shrivmara was fully alert. He was on the verge of death, but he was fully alert. So he should be advised to transfer the house to the Ish. And she'll have to make a kinyan chazoki. But this is not such a difficult thing to make a kinyan chazoki. Locking the door is also a kinyan chazoki. It's very simple to lock the door. That you're allowed to lock the door on Shabbos too. It doesn't involve any meloch. So, Rav said, the Shrivmara should be advised to transfer title to the house to the Ishe. And then on one room in the house, on the table or on the floor, is lying the get. Some mele is the aloha of Gitov HaChatzir HaBoyniker. There's the same thing. Because of get, Vinyosam HaChatzir Ei, is here. The get, he wrote the get on Friday and he left it on the floor, on the table in his house, that's his chotza. And then he's makne kosav lo shtar matone. Alright, and Shabbos is not shtar matone. But karke is nikne be kesef shtar v'chazok. So kesef shtar is not shayach on Shabbos. But chazoke is shayach on Shabbos too. What's chazoke mean? The nesei has to say, I'm giving you the chotzer, the house, b'matana, and you make a chazok. And she makes a chazok, she locks the door and tells everybody to get out. So it's a king of chazok. So in Mele, she'll be divorced. So it's the same case as Rav's member. Kosav will get, nosam chatzirei, v'kosav lo. Shtamatone olov on the chotzer is kidm shikia shtamatone, so he is garish. Gitov chatzer or bunker. That's what he said. Omalahu zilu amale liknele lauduch ten yosef begite. Vitei zaliyu, and then viteichud vitiftach. In other words, to open it, it's locking or opening it. The same thing. Vitarzigbo. So locking the doors of the house is a chazoke, and opening the lock is also a chazoke. It's just opening the door when it's not locked, it's not a chazoke. Just closing the door and it's unlocked is not a chazoke. But locking the door or opening the lock is a chazoke. Alright. So Rashi here we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tezus. Rashi has here a very strange pshat. V'teichud v'tiftach tizgir deles acheder sheyikno lo lishum chazoke ditnan noal deles v'geder pirtso v'poratz geder kolshu ariz chazoke likneis shinamoichel yochel arzbei dehashtek liyoiv lichotzer Vigito Bisehe, Utnan Nechosim Shein Lamachayas, Niknin Nechosim Sheish Lamachayas, because of Shtar Hazak. So, how is Shin Gerashis? Not through the Kinyan Chotzer, but through the Kinyan Agif. So, the Rajbo is Masikan Rashi, Agif. Here, by Get, there is a Aloha of Nisinev, Nosim Yodo. So even if he puts it on the floor and he tells her to pick it up, she's not Mikasha, because there has to be directness in it. So Agif is better than Ki in Yad of Kligut Amarkake. I mean, it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. So he says, no, it's Kain and Agif. He wouldn't be Mikreshes. Here there's Aloch of Nisine, not just to make a Ki in Agif. And even Ki in Yad is not enough if it's not in Nisine, in your daily Yadok. But here, she was getting together, as was says, for Ki in Chotza. There's the aloha of Gitov Chatzero, Boin Kechot. There's the aloha of Gitov Chatzero, Boin Kechot. So the kashi is, so two kashis. Two kashis. One kashi is, here there's aloha of Nisine. Agif is not Nisine. Agif is not Nisine. There is a machlekes aposkin. There is a machlekes aposkim in Ibn Ezra. The Baal has to give the get to the isha. So the minhag in all gittin, so the rov, the misader aget, tells the isha to arrange her hands that way, both hands together, and then the Baal rolls the get, and then he puts it in the hands of the isha. So the whole get is confined within the hand. That's the way it has to be done. But does it have to be done that way? Suppose he doesn't place the get into her both hands, because the get, why does she place both hands together? Because if she keeps only one hand, so then the get will not be capable of being confined in her hand. Hold it like this, let's put all hands together, so then there is enough space for the whole get to be placed in hand. But suppose he doesn't do it that way. Suppose the Baal, the Ishe will just he'll put it in the hands of the Ishe. But like this, so put it in the hands of the Isha like this. Let's suppose the Isha will hold the hand like this, and then the Baal will push in the get into her fingers, and the bulk of the get will bulge out of her hand. There's a machlekes whether she'll be in the garages or not. There are some poskim say she'll not be in the garages. Why? Because, but Agboye, it should be Agboye. Let's say an esrik. You know, when somebody gives you an esrik to be eating, do you have to fold the esrik? I mean, the lulef. You certainly don't fold the lulef into many pieces, and so that the lulef will be confined within the hand. That will be impossible. You'll break the lulef if you do it that way. So, an esrik, if he has a big hand, two hands together, maybe it could be put, confined in the hand. But a lulav, it's impossible. The answer is, he picks it up. Hagboy is king. But some poskim say, that's in Kiyon Mikolatere Kole, there is a king and Hagboy. But by get, there is no aloch of king and Hagboy. There is aloch of Yad. Yad means it has to be in the Yad. If it's not completely in the yad, so then it's not yad. It's not. It's a chisolin sine. Suppose the Baal puts, I am the Isha, and the Baal puts the get like this, or like this. So it's not good, according to some poskim. Many poskim say it is good, because it's still considered in the yad. Yad doesn't mean dafke, that it has to be confined within the yad. And my grandfather, Rabbele Prusiner, in Halichas Eliyahu, discusses that, and then he mentions a raya from the Ramban Chumash. Is there a Chumash Chumash here? Oh, here is a Chumash Chumash there. Vigene fisho mechorei, mishpati, vinimtsa viode meisiumus, so in order to be chayav nise, there are several prerequisites. As far as the love of lisignif is concerned, so is either. If he just kidnaps a person, it doesn't make any difference. He kidnaps himself or kidnaps and doesn't sell. But in order to be chayav nise, he has to do two things. He has to steal the person, kidnap, and then sell him as a slave. Suppose he's geni, he's not meche, he's not chayav nise. Suppose he's meche and not geni, so he's not chayav nise. So vigene fisho mechore vinimtsa viyode. So he has to be nimtsa viyode. So what does it mean nimtsa viyode? What does it mean viyode? So the Ramban says, either he kidnaps a person, then he brings him into his house and he puts him down on the floor. So chasirik yode. So it's nimtsa viyode. Or he picks up the child or the grown up and stretches him out on his shoulders. On his shoulders, even if he's a very tall man, and let's say the gun of the kidnapper is a short guy, and the kidnapped person is a tall man, so he cannot be kept. The body is not on the body of the kidnapper. It's telebavia. So suppose he carries him on the shoulders like this. So it's also nimsabiyadi. So my grandfather, the Halichas Elio, he mentions a raya to the poskim that by get, even though there's aloha v'nosam biyodo, but if he puts it in her hand like this, so it's also nosam biyodo. Just as when the kidnapper, the Ramban says, he picks up the kidnapped person and stretches him out, you know,
on his shoulder.
And his feet protrude bavia. So it's considered nimzabiyode, but how is it nimzabiyode? The bulk of the body of the kidnapped person is not confined on the body of the, just a little portion of the body of the kidnapped person is on the body of the kidnapper. The answer is, since he's held, he's kept, and his body, that means nimtza biyodei. So since it's kept in the hand, even though the bulk of the get bulges outside, it's considered nimtza biyodei. All right. But there are some poskim who say that even in this case, that it's liakiv, even the eved, if he doesn't place her hands like this, that's the way it's done. If you ever watched a sidur haget, so the woman is told by the Rav Masadir to put the two hands together, and then the get is placed lengthwise in both hands, so that the whole get is confined within the two hands. So there are some poskim say that it's me'akev, but and those poskim say that it's not me'akev because it's considered nisine. But agev is certainly no nisine. How can Rashi say such a thing? Then there are many. There's another kashe because their taste says that agev is only midrabanan. So how could she be midrashi? As far as the second kashe is concerned, so there are many rishis that when is agev midrabanan? If it's not tziburin, but if it's tziburin, then it's in the rice because of the posik vayitein matonis. The posik in the vayon. Vayitein the vayon in base perik of aleph. It mentioned in the morning will come in a few days. Vayitein ma'avim matonis rabbis li kesef uzov. So there are two situations of Kiyum Agev. One is when it's Psur. Let's say, suppose somebody is makne this building of Yeshiva's Brisk with all the tables and all the chairs, all the benches, all the movable things in it. And these tables are placed here on the premises of Yeshiva's Brisk. Then it's Psur. But suppose somebody is makne a sode in California, and on top of the sode, he's makne furniture in Chicago. But the furniture, he is not on top of the sode. So it's also common. So there are rayas from the shaming that when is agef only mid rabbonon, if it's not psoe, if it's not on the real property that is being transferred, if the real property that is transferred is in California and the mitalton is in Chicago, so then it's only mid rabbonon effective. But if it is mamesh, he transfers furniture that is in a certain apartment in Chicago on top of the apartment in Chicago, then it's from the Reisekon, because the Pasuk in the Vayomim speaks of such a situation. Vayitem lem aviyem matris, Shofet HaMelech, I think, this in connection with Shofet HaMelech. Vayitem lem aviyem matris rabis l'kesef l'uzov m'udonis imori m'itzuret b'yehud. So that's not the kashi, but the other kashi is a very strong kashi. So how can Rashi say such a thing? So I said that, on the contrary, Rashi can be explained if we assume that Rashi does not agree with the premise made by the Tzitzachishin, that by get we only need a Nisimik Rede, we don't need any Kisriya in the get. On the contrary, if we say that Rashi Shita is that by get there are two requirements. One is sine, and two, he has to be zeiche in the get. That means in the paper of the get, the parchment of the get, the golden tablet of the get, whatever the get is written upon. So mele Rashi Shita is insofar, so there are two requirements by get. One in his sin, your daily yado. There it means it has to be done in your daily yado, not for other kingdom. But then he has to be kane the paper. The key, the sri and the get, can take place for any king, agiftu. As long as it's a king of the rice, and by psureis, Rashi Shita is, it's a boring. So then the agef is effective in the rice. Some male, but the question is, why does Rashi have to resort to the kinyan agef? Why can't both requirements take effect on the basis of chotzer? First of all, since chotzer is in tamiyat, some male, the requirement of inosam beyodo is realized by the baal. By the Baal being makne, the house, the apartment to the Isha. So then in effect, it's like putting the get into her hand, into her chotzer, it becomes her chotzer. And then, as far as the kinyan is concerned, also on the basis of kinyan chotzer mitam yad, why does Rashi have to resort to kinyan agav? Why does Rashi have to resort to Yag? So now, in order to understand this, we have to go back to the Gemara. Who said that? It's interesting. Ha'u shchiv merah dikosav legitel litbise? Dikosav legitel litbise? Bada panya di male shapse, vili hispik le meisvile, li mocha tokaf le alme, osli kame di rove, omli zila amole likne ne leila hu tuchte, di yose begite, vitez liya, vitecha, vitifta, vitaze. It now no algo da poras kol shares lazom. So Rashi says, it was effective mitzad agif. The Rashbo says, it was effective mitzad chotza. So, we have to say, as I said at that time, there is no other pshat, that the Rashi is made in so far as the requirement of Nisini is concerned, so it's in Tamchot. But there is another requirement. She has to be caning the paper of the get. That is in Sadaki. Why couldn't the Sri in the get also take effect on the basis of Chotzer? So I mentioned the Shidim Gubetzes, the Tisha Shans, the Shidim Gubetzes in Bov Mitzia.
This is against the Chutzos?
Yes. One second. I once discussed it at great length, but I'm discussing it again because it's very important to our Gemara. What time is it now?
2:04.
I was thinking, let's see it. Chofei Amid Beis. If somebody finds a treasure when he digs under a pile of stones or under an ancient old wall, so, and then he finds, let's say, gold or whatever, a treasure doesn't make any difference, so it belongs to him. So the Gemara says, why is Haril Shalei? Maybe it belongs to the Balachotzer. And the Balachotzer hid it, you know, in the ground there, under the wall. So the Gemara says, Tone, in other words, because we assume that this treasure was hidden in the archaeological times, thousands of years ago, before Yeshua ben Nun was cavage Eretz Yisrael from the Canaanites. So the Gemara says, Ota Meir Mitznir Yisrael Loi Mitznir. Only the Meir, the Canaanites, they hide treasures beneath the wall in the Karke. And Jews don't hide it. So maybe it was hidden by the Jew, the owner of the Chotzer, or his father, his grandfather, the one who originally bought that Chotzer. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzchicha de Shoshach Tzeh. In other words, it's Nika, that it's from the archaeological times. Some male is Hefka. It's Hefka. So the older Shemi Meskikash. Vim teim avelikn li chatzir li bala gal o li bala kesa. Because chatzir shlodem tein lishlom li daite, mon efshach. The owner of the gal or of the chotzer, he acquired title to the gal, to the chotzer, let's say, 20 years ago. So mon efshach. We assume that it was hidden by the Canaanites, the ancient Canaanites. But some male Tefka, and even though the owner of the gal, when he bought that lot, he didn't know there is a treasure hidden, but Chatzir Shlom came from the Baite, let's say, like the gold that was dug up in California. So if somebody owned a certain lot, it should belong to him. Chatzir Shalom came from the Baite. So here too, how is it that the finder, the one who excavates, he can appropriate it to his own use? All the Shemim has the same cash. In other words, Chotzer is only Kene, where in all probability it's going to be found. Let's say a handicapped, a crippled deer. We learned it on Sunday, Lisa. So in other words, the moment the Bala Chotzer will come to the Chotzer and he'll inspect the Chotzer, he'll certainly be able to find it at some corner. Mashenkin here, when it was excavated and it was hidden in the depth of the earth, so then, in all probability, it wasn't destined even to be discovered. So we don't say that Chatzir Kimishon Daiti in regard to us. That's the system. The Rambam very rarely has kashis. Tesis has kashis. Rambam very rarely asks kashis against the din that he passes. But there are few exceptions. This is one of the exceptions. Now let's see the Rambam. Perek Tezayin Milchaz Zele Vavei De Alochates. Perek Tezayin Milchaz Vavei De Alochates. Motzo matmein be kesel chodosh im a matmein mechiach shu li balabais harei u shalei vim mechiach no haloche ches, I'm sorry, haloche zayin and ches, not haloche tes, haloche zayin hameitzi matmein be gal u be kesel yoshon harei u shalei שאני אימר של המרואים הקדמיין מהם והוא שיתנה ימצא מטו מטו in the lower levels, the stratus of the earth, so then it's right that it is from the archaeological times, you know. So והוא ש then he says then av hu shim si mato mato ki da kolon atinis ha yuchonis av un magan advorim shim matmo chodosh af nistapik li adovo ha rezo yiga ben shem minochem im shom then aloch ches he has the same kash hoyu le chatsir shalom kin ali shalom mitai tei kmoi shi izboi alomo lo yikne balachotze ze ha matmo shim si chakis la yoshon af al pishu shalom roi vitiye mitiye zulu balachotze. So now comes the terrace. מפני שידוע לוי ולוי לאחרים, והרי זה המטמין עובד ממנו ומכל אודון, ולפיך חוף של מייצי, ומה עבדו של אודון? אומרותיו, אשר תיבד ממנו ומצוסו, מי שעבודו ממנו ומצוי יצאו כל אודון, יוצא זו שנופלו לים, שעבוד ממנו מכל אודון, כלבחי מלמטמין קדמיני, שלא ישרים מאילום, ועבוד ממנו ומכל אודון, לפיך חוף של מייצי. Gives it very good terms. He says there is aloche, avudom men mekolodom is muta. Even without yush. In other words, if somebody's chafotzim were taken by a river because there was a flood, yeah, and he took in certain chafotzim, and then a few days later, the same river threw them out into the chotzer, he saw there of another person. And so the halacha is that the one into whose sode that chifetz was thrown out is kenyan. But it's, even though the bailim was not misyayish, suppose we know that the bailim, he was not misyayish, he was looking for it and looking for it, and then he came and he saw it, that it was thrown out into the field of another person, and he was not misyayish, and it has his, and it has his semen and everything, so still he is eich, because there is a special source of kosov. Asher teivad mimenu umtsoso, sheavudo mimenu umtsuyo itzol kol odom, yotzuze sheavudo mimenu mikol odom. When is there aloche that before yush, you cannot be zeiche in a chifetz? You have to return it to the owner only if it was lost to the owner, but it was not lost to the whole world. Let's say somebody has a torn pocket and he puts his wallet with money in it, in the pocket, and then it's a torn pocket, so it falls on the street, so it's lost to him because he doesn't know it fell out. But all the pedestrians who pass by, they are in a position to see it. So then there is aloha before yush, you cannot be zeichen it, you have to return to the owner. But something that was taken in by the river, by the ocean, so it's lost to the whole world, not just to the owner. So then, even before yush, you can be zeichen it. So there's halacha avudum menu mikolodom. So even though it belonged to someone, so it becomes like hefka. Halachas kamo vechamo that if it doesn't belong to anybody as yet, because the one to whom it belonged were the ancient Canaanites, and they are all gone. And who was Kavish out of Israel? Klal Yisrael, under the leadership of Yeshua ben Nun, was Kavish out of Israel. And was it was lost to every Jew in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, no one knew of such a possibility that in the lower stratus of the earth, so there is gold hidden. So Mele is Avudah Men Mekolodom. So Avudah Men Mekolodom, even if it belonged to Ruvay, but if it was taken away by the flood, so then it becomes Hefkia. And anybody can mizeich in it, even though the owner was not Misyayish. Alas kamo v'chamo, that if it is Hefkia, and it was Nishotzer, but it was lost not only to the Balachotzer, it was lost to Kolodom, there couldn't be any Sri. It's a very good text, all right. But Shinkubet says, in the name of this Shams, there's the Rash. He doesn't like this story. And he gives another text. He gives another text. He says, when is can Chotza be Kene? Chotza can be Kene if the Chotzer was the Chotzer of the Bala Chotzer before the Chifetz came into the Chotzer. Let's say a crippled deer runs through the chotzer of Ruvain, the soda of Ruvain. So the soda of Ruvain belonged to Ruvain for years. Now a crippled deer entered the soda. So mele, it was Ruvain's soda before the crippled deer passed through it. So mele it came as long as it's crippled, so it is mishtamer, it's controllable. Mashain came here, so the chifetz was put 4,000 years ago by the ancient Canaanites, 4,000 years ago. And when did it become the territory, the chotzer of the specific Bala chotzer, let's say, of Ruvain? Only a year ago, some mele in such a situation, chotzer cannot be kene. Chotzer not kene. Because why? It has to be dum yodiyodo. In other words, I suppose there's a pshat. Because when somebody is kene, when a chifetz comes into his hand, so the hand was his hand before the chifetz came into his hand. The hand was the hand of the person from the moment of birth. It was his hand. And then, 20 years later, a certain chayfetz is put in his hand. So he's kene. Mashenkin, this chotzer became the Bala chotzer thousands of years after the treasure was put in the karka. So mele, there is no king chotzer. That way.
We don't say here's
not a question of Gita v'chatzir or poin ke'echod here. Here you don't have to resort to v'chatzir or ke'echod. In other words, here it's already in the chotzer. For a year it has been in the chotzer on this. So you can get it. We don't say Gita v'chatzir or poin ke'echod the first moment, but now it has been already for a long time then. All right, that's the Torah association. I think that Rashi, the reason as to why Rashi had to resort to the Kiyan Agif, and he couldn't explain both requirements on the basis of what. As far as the Dini Sine is concerned, so Rashi is also made it to the Rashbo. It's on the basis of Chosam at Agif. Agif is no substitute for Sine. But as far as the other requirement is concerned, Sri in the get, so that, Rashi says, is not on the basis of King Chotzer, but on the basis of Kinyan Agif. Why couldn't Rashi explain it on the basis of Kinyan Chotzer, as the Rashbo? Because the Rashba doesn't agree with the Tishlis Shams Chiddush that Kinyan Chotzer is only Shayach if the Chotzer is the Bala Chotzer first and then the Chifetz comes into the Chotzer. But if the Chifetz came into the Chotzer before it became the Chotzer of the Bala Chotzer, then there is no Kinyan of Chotzer. The Rashba doesn't agree with that Yisod, but Rashba apparently agrees in the Teisa Shams Yisod. So maybe he couldn't explain the Kinyan of the Get on the basis of Kinyan Chotzer, because here the Get was placed when it wasn't the Chotzer of the Isha, when the house was the house of the husband. When was the Get placed there? Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, whose house was it? The Baal's house. Now, Shabbos afternoon or Friday night, the Baal is makne the apartment to the Isha. But the get, the object that the Isha has to be kane was placed there before. So mele, there is no king of Chotzer. So in other words, so how was she kane the get, the paper, and the base of king? That means, according to Rashi, in Bom Metzie, I'm sorry, in Gittin Dafayin Zayin, the whole din of Gitta Vachatzir Boini Keachot. So in so far as the requirement of Nisim is concerned, it's on the basis of Chotzer. But in so far as the requirement of Schriya in the Get is concerned, it's not on the basis of Chotzer. But on the basis of Agif. Now, so we can understand. Now, let's, according to Rashi Shite, let's understand the Gemara, our Gemara in Gittin. I'll soon be finished. Now, Rove says two members. Rove says two members. Omar Rove, Kosaf lo get vinosne biyad avde. Vi kosaf lo shtamatono, konosin mis gashes. So it more as a kasha mai chosim aleches, si chosim aleches, kone vichitim beimei, Omar Rove kol shen halach lekonu nisha, li kone, vi lechese vi kofus. So that is the din of Gita vachatzir abon tach. Then another member, the same din. Vi Omar Rove, kosaf lo get vinosne vachatzir, vi chosaf lo shtamatono, konosin mis gashes bei. Again, Gitter Hatzer Bönker. Again, Utrich, die Aschmionevet, aber meine Dafgevet, aber Chotzer Ligsam, Shem Hatzer Abor Achamika. Wie Aschmino Chotzer, aber meine Dafke Chotzer, aber Levit Ligsam Koffers, oder Schenik Koffers Komasch. So, briefly, it's two members, and both members are expressive of the same thing, of Gitter Hatzer Bönker. One in the case of Evet, and one in the case of Chotzer Mamish, a courtyard. But it's the same Allah, courtyard, or Evet, but differently. But, according to Rashi, but both members are based upon the concept of Gitta V'chatzir Bo'en Kehot. According to Rashi, in Gittin Dafayim Zayin, the whole din of Gitta V'chatzir Bo'en Kehot is effective mitzad the Kinyan Agif, not mitzad Chotzer. As far as the Nisine element is concerned, so it's effective mitzat chotzer. But as far as the kinyan yad is, as far as the kinyan in the get is concerned, so according to the Tishishans, there couldn't be a kinyan yad, a kinyan chotzer, when the chayfetz came into the chotzer before the chotzer was the property of the bala chotzer. So how is it effective? But not like it says. So there is a prerequisite that the Isha to be divorced. It's not enough that there is any sin realized. She must acquire title in the paper of the get. How does she acquire title in the paper of the get in the case of Gitta V'chatzir? The case there of Hauschriven Rat of Ein Sein in Gittin. So it's through Agif. So Memele, that means that Rove's din is also through Agif. So, but there are two members by Rove. One member of Rove relates to Chotzer Mamish, There you can see Aleph, because Chotzer is Kark, and the courtyard is Kark, and the gate is Mitalter. So it's Mitalter and Gafka Kois, but the first member of Rove. So who is the Chotzer? Not Kark. Not Kark. So, and the gate is Mitalter. So the question is, can we apply the Din of Aleph, or you can't apply the Din of Aleph? So that's a sugye in Burakame, Dafri Beis. Dafri Beis, Amud Aleph. So there's a whole sugya in whether the din of agav applies to mitaltel in agav avodah. If somebody is makne isode, the chaver, and then in the sode there are a lot of chattels, implements, agricultural implements, all kinds of movable property, and he tells him, I'm transferring to you the sode, and on top of the sode, I want you to get title to all the chattels that are on the sode. So there's the kinyan agav. Suppose somebody is makne an eved l'chaverei, and the eved has in his pockets all kinds of mitaltel, diamonds, gold, silver, and everything. And he tells him, I makne all the diamonds and the gold and the silver in the pockets of the eved, on top of the eved. Is he Kane? Does the Kinyan Agav apply to such a case or not? So there's a discussion in Gemara Murakame whether Avdekim Kakoye Dome Ligabe Agav, so the just as Mitalton is nicknamed Agav Karke, so Mitalton is nicknamed Agav Avodim or not, of Mitalton. The Maskone of the Gemara, the way we pass. Certainly the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, I don't think that any other Rishonim passed differently. Anyway, so the way all the Rishonim I know passed that the Gabi Agav Avdi is Kimtalter, so you couldn't be Makne, you couldn't be Makne Mitalter in Agav Avodim. You couldn't be Makne Mitalter in Agav
Avodim.
Because it has to be the Gzeras HaKosuf of Ayitem Lema'aviyem Atonis Rabbis Lekesef Uzov Omigdonis in Orem Mitzuris Bihude implies that there is a din of Agav Ligabai Nichse Deloy Naide that are not movable. But Avodim, they have a din of Karkin Klater Ekule, but they're not being. Just as you can move mitaltelin, so the aloche of agav doesn't apply to avodim. Right. So the melee. Now, according to Rashi in Gittin Tachan Zayin, who is the Mora Dishmaitze who gave the itze to that the Shulmerash should be advised to transfer the house to his wife, and then she'll be king of the get, and she'll be divorced on the basis of Gittin Chatzir Boim Kiachon. Rove. And according to Rashi, so Rove said that it's effective. Why is it effective? It's effective on the basis of Agav, not on the basis of Chotzer, because of the Tishan Chitte. There is no king of Chotzer in the case where the Chifetz was put in the Chotzer before the Chotzer became the Chotzer, the property of the Bala Chotzer, like in the case of Gal Yoshe, and there when the get was put in the house and the house, so the house belonged to the Baal, not to the Isha. When did it become when did it become in the ownership of the Isha? on Shabbos, so there couldn't be the key, the kisri in the get on the basis of chotzah, but only on the basis of agav. So the question is, so then according to Rashi, we have to say that the whole halacha of Gita v'chatzir b'nei ke'echot has to operate through the medium of agav, not chotzah. So bishleim in the case of kosav lo get v'nosne b'chatzirei v'kosav lo shtamaton olof, so then it can be effective mitzad agav. But in the case of the first memory of Chavi, kosav lo get v'nosne b'yadavdei v'kosav lo shtamaton olof konosim mizgareshes bei, so insofar as the Nisim is concerned, that's B'teras Chotzah Miyad. But insofar as the Srinigat is concerned, it cannot be B'teras Chotzah, because there is this strong cheating. Because Kiyon Chotzah is only Shayach if the Chotzah was the property of the Bala Chotzah before the Chifetz was put in the Chotzah. Not in the, but if at the time the Chifetz was put in the Chotzah, it wasn't the property of the Bala Chotzah, it wasn't the property of the Isha, it wasn't the Eved of the Isha, it was the Eved of the Baal, and the Baal, when he finished fighting the get and having it signed, he put it in the packet of the Eved. So Mimele, he wasn't yet the Chotzah of the Isha, it was the Chotzah of the Baal. Then later on, he was Makne the Eved to the Isha. So there couldn't be Sriya in the get on the basis of Chotzah. But on basis of Agav, so the Maskon of the Gemara in B'Metzid a few places, there is no Kiyon Agav in regard to Evet. Only Mitaltlin Agav Kakoyis Mamish, not Mitaltlin Agav Avodi. So how could Rove's din be explained? So as far as the second member of Rove is concerned, it could be explained. And Rove is the... Who is the Mora Dishmaitz in Gittafayim Zayim Rove? But it's not difficult, because there we don't... the Mora Dishmaitz is Rove. The Mora Dishmaitz is Rove. So of course, and Rove himself holds that it can be based... Rove himself... holds it can be based upon Chotzah, even though according to this Rishon Shite and Rashi Shite in B'Metzia Dafayin Zayin, so the Kiyon Chotzah is only Shayach if at the time when the Chifetz was placed in the Chotzah, the Chotzah was already the property of the Bala Chotzah. But if at the time when the Chifetz was placed in the Chotzah was not as yet the property of the Bala Chotzah, and it became the property of the Bala Chotzah later on, there is no Kiyon Chotzah. According to Rashi, so how could we explain the din of Gita v'chatzir or Boim v'keachot in regard to Chotzah Mamesh courtyard on the basis of Agav? But we couldn't explain it on the basis of Agav in the case of Kosaf Loged. One second, please. Kosaf Loged v'nosni b'yadavdei, because there is no Agav mitaltlin Agav Avodim. There is no mitaltlin Agav. So the question is, how can Rove say in the first memory, Kosaf lo get v'nostam v'yadavdi v'kosaf lo shtamaton olof konosim mizgareshes bei? How konosim mizgareshes? Git v'chatzir bo'im ke'achot bishlim the second memory, right? So as far as Nisim is concerned, it's on the basis of Chotzah. As far as this Sri and the get is concerned, it's on the basis of Agav. But the first memory has reference to Kosaf lo get v'nosnem b'yadavdi, not in the courtyard, not in the Chotzah Mamesh. So there is no agav of mitaltl agav avodi. So there is, she cannot be zeiche in the get. She cannot be zeiche in the get. How could she be zeiche in the get? So insofar as the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin is concerned, there it was Chotzah Mamesh, so there is agav. But insofar as the memory of first member of Rav is concerned, it couldn't be effective mitzad agav, only mitzad chotzer. But how could it be effective mitzad chotzer? should this chance in Galyoshin, it couldn't be effective. So here it couldn't be effective either. The answer is Rava certainly does not agree with the Tisha Shams Kiddush. But the Tisha Shams mentions it. The answer is that the Tisha Shams says that we pass like Abaye. Omar Abaye, Mer de Chotza Meirchis Raboye, Miyodo, Mayodo Dise Benidaito Bimbao Kocho, Afratzira Dise Benidaito Bimbao Kocho. Now the question is this, according to the Tisha Shams, and according to Rashi, that there is a loch in the Kinyan Chotza, that the Kinyan Chotza is only Shayach if the Chotza was the property of the Bala Chotza before the Chifetz was placed into the Chotza. But if at the time the Chifetz was placed in the Chotza, it wasn't as yet the property of the Bala Chotza, and later, 4,000 years later, it becomes the property of the Bala Chotzer, then there is no Kinyan Chotzer. So how is Gizah v'Chatzeira effective on the basis of Agif? And this is, as far as Agif is concerned, there is no such halacha of Dumya Diyodo. It wouldn't make sense. Dumya Diyodo makes sense in the Kinyan Chotzer mitam yad, so it has to be Dumya Diyodo. But in the case of Agif, what kind of bearing does Dumya Diyodo have? Some male. So what does Abaye say? Omar Abaye, Mer de Chotza Meichis Raboye, Miyodo, Mayodo diise beimidaito beim balkocho, Afchatzero diise beimidaito beim balkocho, Vomatone midaito iise balkocho lese. The answer is, Rove does not agree with the Svore of the Tisha Shams, but Abaye does. And the Tisha Shams holds that we pass like Abaye, not like Rove. That's what Abaye says. Omar Abaye, Mer de Chotza Meirchis Rabbe, Miyodo, Ma Yodo Diise Bein Midaito Bein Baal Kocho, Afchatziro Diise Bein Midaito Bein Baal Kocho. So the Kashi is, it's not Dumya Diyodo, so Mimele, Chotza cannot be Kene. But if the Kinyan is Mitzad Agif, so then there is no problem altogether. So there is no problem altogether. The answer is, Abaye's kashe is directed against the first member of Rove, not against the second member of Rove. Because the second member of Rove, so even though it's not the Midiyoda, it's not Isebe Midaito, and Bein Baal Kocho, so it's still effective Mitzad Agif. But Rove mentioned in the first Memre, Kosa Forgetnos Miyadavdei, there it couldn't be effective Mitzad Agif because there is no Kiyam Mitzalkin Rav Avodim. So there, in order to be effective, it has to be effective Mitzad Chotzer. Mitzad Chotzer, so that's it. So then, Maskif Rav Simi Barashe, Voshlichus Vatabole, Vindai Diise, Barkol Cholese, Vikahave Shliach Vitabole, Vikahave Shliach Vitabole, so Mimele, so he's arguing against this aloche of Mayor Diise Vindai Barkocho, but then Abaye holds that there is no kashe from Shliach Vitabole, for whatever reason there is no kashe, so Abaye adheres to his view that there is a haloche of Dumya Diyodo, Mayode Diise Bein Midaito Bein Bimal Kocho, Afchatzero Diise Bein Midaito Bimal Kocho. Now, so that means, according to Rashi, we pass not like Abaye, but we pass like Rove. Because the Rambam and all the other Rishonim, they pass like Rove. Because according to Abaye, so Kosaf Loget V'Nostem V'Yadavdei V'Kosaf V'Shtamaton Olof, so he's not Mizgaresh Esbei, because he's not Dumya Diyodo. And still the Rambam, the Tur, and the Mechaber, and the Ramor, they all passed the first member of Rove also, so that means they don't pass like Abaye, they pass like Rove. And Liflug, we should pass like Rove, because whenever there is a Machleikis, to Nabai and Kove, so the halacha is like Kove, except in Yalkigam, this is not one of the Yalkigam. How is it that Rashi here paskins? Rashi here, the fine Zion, appears to paskin like Abaye, because according to Rove, the whole kasha of Dumya Riodo doesn't is not shayach. So the answer is, I think the Rashi holds from the lotion of the Gemara. You see, when do we say that whenever there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove? So the halacha is like Rove, except in Yalkigam, where is the machlekes? Let's say Yushu Medas. So they would have to pass like Abaye. But here, Rove mentions a certain halacha. And then Abaye says, if it had been mentioned like this, Omar Rove, Kosav lo gednos miyadavdei, Kosav lo shtamat, Kosav lo gednos miyadavdei. If it had been mentioned in Moritma, Kosav lo gednos miyadavdei, Kosav lo shtamat on Orof. Rove Omar konosim mizgarashes bei, Abaye Omar inu mizgarashes bei. Then we'd have to pass like Rove. It's not. But it's formulated in a different way. Rove mentions the child, and then maskif lo Omar Abaye. So the Gemara mentions Abaye as a soge against Rove. So Rashi assumed that means that the stomach dishas is machria. He is machria like Abaye. Because then the Gemara says maskif lo Ravtzim Barash. Why maskif lo Ravtzim Barash? In other words, he has sikash against Abaye. So Rashi assumed from the Mashmuyis Loshna Gemara is that the Gemara is machria like Abaye. And Abaye was chilek on Rove's din. And then Masla Sima Ravashe, so Rav Sima Barashe Estikashe. But the Achroes Hagmore is like Abaye. So maybe we can't apply the cloud whenever there is a machleket between Abaye and Rove. So the Aloch is like Rove, except in Yalkid. All right, that will be enough for today. Now, I would appreciate if you could. So the Mishnah says, Al Rove shall Zayis, Al Keren shall Por, Al Nation shall Por, Al Yad shall Ever Nation shall Have It, Al Yis Agwila in Mer in Kis, and Lui Al Doshi, Berachayim, the Lui Al Yoch. So, Ole shall Zayis. So in other words, it was a plucked olive, but it had some leaves on it together with the olive. So then he wrote the get on the leaf that was attached to the olive. So he has to, yes, all the shalzais. So he says, all the shalzais, balacharin shalporo, vinesin lesaporo. Or if he wrote on the horn of a poro, so he has to give the whole poro. Yachal Evet. So in order to divorce her, he has to give away the whole Evet. So, Bishlen Yad Evet, there is no other possible way. Le'ef shal mikzi, le'keren shal poro. Why does the Mishnah say he has to give away the whole poro? Why can't he cut off the horn and give the horn? Likzi, le'isvei. Omakrovi kosa vinosamo Mishaini Mechusa Lexivo Nisine Yotzoze Shemachusa Xive Xitzo Nisine. So there's a special psalm. It should not be Mechusa Xitzo. Now the Teisves, we'll soon learn the Teisves, but first we have to go over the Gemara up to the Mishnah. Mentions the Machlekes Rashaini. Some Rishonim say that the psul of Mechusar Tzitze applies even to a klav gadol. Suppose he has a big sheet of parchment, or a big sheet of paper, very long, and then he writes the get a few lines, and then he cuts off the top, and he gives it to her. So some Rishonim say it also involves the psul of mechusar tzitzit, even klav gadol. And some rishonim say no, the psul of mechusar tzitzit applies only to mechuber or ibal chai. It's like mechuber, like kel por, but not to a klav gadol. It's the And then Teisve says, even according to the rishonim, that the psul of mechusar tzitzit applies even to a klav gadol, only klav gadol. But suppose he cuts off just a small piece of paper, then it doesn't apply. From Ulsunsi, from Rav Haigoyen, it's mashma, that even the way the Ran mentions Rav Haigoyen, so it's mashma, that even on a small piece of paper, liyafese, so there is also a psul of mechusar tzitzit. All right, anyway, there is a psul of mechusar tzitzit. Omar krovi kosav nosolom mishini mechusar, elu ksivu nisine, yotzu zeh shemechusar ksivu nisine. Now, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili in the Mishni Yisrael, al hakeren shel poro, v'inei shel poro, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili says, no, the get is possibly the rice. In other words, you cannot write the get al dovo sheyesh b'eruah chai. It's exerus hakosu.
Because the kosu of nasa, you can't...
You're safer. One second.
Safer.
One second. But Gemara is going to explain it. Why do you have... The Gemara is going to explain it. My time, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, the Tanya is safer. Because of lo safer krisus. That's what the Torah says. So my... Ainliya lo safer. So what is safer? Safer, the ordinary connotation of safer means parchment. Safer is a book. A book, or the ordinary connotation of safer is parchment, cloth. Not anything else. Only cloth is the ordinary connotation. So, Ainliya lo safer. So, the Torah says, because of the Sefer Krisus, so I could say that only on parchment it can be written, like Sefer Torah, like Tefillin, Mezuzahs. Minayin Rabbis Kol Dovo, it can be written on anything, on paper, on anything, on any material. Talmud Leima Vikosav Lo Mikol Mokim. So Rashi says, Vikosav Lo Sefer Mashma Klaf. There's the ordinary connotation of Sefer. But since the Torah says, Vikosaf lo Sefer Krisus, Vinosn biyodo, and that's superfluous, because the Torah could have written, Vinosan Sefer Krisus biyodo. Why Vikosaf? Well, naturally, the Torah had written, Vinosan Sefer Krisus biyodo, so we would know that it has to be a sefer, since the Torah says, because of law, so mikomok. So we know that not after parchment, anything. So how do we know that it can be written on any material, on a tablet, on a tavli shelzov, on paper, tavli shelzov, on anything, on molish shelzais, because the Torah says, Vikosav lo Sefer Krisus. Vikosav lo Sefer Krisus. So Mimele, if Vikosav lo Sefer Krisus, so that's superfluous. He could have said, Vinosan lo Sefer Krisus biyoro. So why do they say Vikosav? To advise us that it can be written on anything. Im kema Talmud Masefer. So then the question is, if the Vikosavlo Sefer Krisus implies it can be written on anything, so the Torah could have said, Vikosav Lo Krisus, not Sefer, Vinosan Biyodo, Krisus, Vikosavlo Krisus, Vinosan Biyodo. Why does it mention Sefer? So im Kein, mit dem Limmer Sefer, Massifer Dovo Shem Beruach Haim Veneichel, auf Kol Dovo Shem Beruach Haim Veneichel. So, in according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, the Sefer implies, if the Torah hadn't said, because of the Sefer Christus, if the Torah had written, because of the Sefer Christus, then I would say the Sefer implies Dafke Klav. But since the Torah says, because of loss of the Tzmarbe, any material, any substance, so why does the Torah say Sefer? So Sefer implies something that does not have a Ruach Chaim and something that is not an Eich. In any material that is has a resemblance to parchment. A paper has a resemblance to parchment. A golden tablet also has a resemblance to parchment. But the horn of a poro does not even have a resemblance to parchment. An apple does not even, that's an echel, does not even have a resemblance to parchment, because the ordinary connotation of sefer is parchment, mamish, a book. But since the Torah says vikosav, so that advises us that sefer is not to be understood in the narrow sense. In the narrow sense, sefer means parchment, like svator, tefillin, mezuzos. But in the broad sense, how broad can it be? So it can, when it's in the broad, when it's to be understood in the broad sense, so then it applies to anything that has the semblance of parchment. But an echel or a chayim, council Paul, does not even have the semblance of parchment. So it does not come within the meaning of sefer. In other words, sefer means a book. So what is a book in the narrow sense is parchment. In the broad sense, it can mean any material, not after parchment. It can be on stone, it can be on a golden tablet, it can be on paper. But even the broad sense, a book cannot, it means something that is not a Baal Chaim and something not a Neir. That's according to Rabbi Yisrael. The Rabbanon. So Rabbanon say to Rabbi Yisrael, no, he kosev the sefer kidka amrit. If the Torah had said, vi kosev lo bei sefer, then I could say that it means a book. And what is a book? A book is parchment, ordinarily, or in a broad sense, anything that has the semblance of a book. Even on paper, even on stone, even on a golden tablet, and so on. But the Torah doesn't say because of lo bei sefer Christus. He'll write in a book. He'll write to her a sefer. Some mele sefer means sfiras dvorim. Now, what it means sfiras dvorim? In other words, you know, in English, you have an expression, a book, or a deed that's like a book. A document is like a book. And you have a bill of divorce. Sometimes you find the expression, a bill of divorce. So the question is, what does a bill mean? You know, a bill. You go to a store, and you buy many things on credit. So he gives you a bill. A bill implies sfiras dvorim, a list of things. So in other words, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Aglili and the Rabbanon. How, because sefer can mean a book, a document, a deed, is the same thing. And it can mean a bill. What does a bill mean? Sfiras dvorim, a list of things. A list of things. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, Kosav lo sefer Christus has the meaning of a book of divorce, a document of divorce, a deed of divorce, whatever this thinking. And according to Rabbanon, it has the meaning a bill of divorce. Bill means a list of things. So what does it mean, a list of things? A list of divrei krisis. There's the aloha of Sfiras Dvorim. There's the aloha of Sfiras Dvorim. The Rabbanon e kosev be sefer kedgamrit. So then it would mean a book. In a narrow sense, a book is limited to cloth, parchment. Other materials have the semblance of a book, but it's not mamish book. It's not mamish book. Hashidich sif sefer. So it has to be understood not in the sense of a book, but in the sense of a bill. Sfiras Dvorim. A bill means something that contains a list of things. A grocery bill. In other words, how many items? This bought, that I bought. So a list of things. A bill means a list of many items. So it is to be understood in the sense of a bill of divorce, not a book of divorce. Now, I don't know how is it translated, this pasuk, in all the English translations, because of the Sefer Krisis. Bill of divorce, book of divorce, document. Deed of divorce, document of divorce. Okay, that's like Sefer, according to Rabbi Isaac, really. But according to Rabbanon, it should be translated into bill of divorce. That's why it's impossible. The Saravuta Zechem Levrach have opposed it. There was an endeavor by certain Rabbanim in Israel years ago to translate the get into Loshon Kiddush. Loshon Kiddush. Ravutna opposed it. He wrote in Maimar Nea. And he's right, there's no doubt. Who is there today who knows how to translate the Aramaic text of Get? They can be the biggest scholars, Nobel Prize winners, but they wouldn't know how to translate it accurately. It's impossible to translate. Who is there today who knows how to translate each word? That's why, I mean, well, right, when you translate, let's say, the Chumash Nach, the Gemara, you know, for purpose of studying, okay, so it doesn't make any difference. So you put down in the notes, in the footnotes, that it maybe it has that meaning, maybe it has that meaning. But a get, how can you translate a get, especially the Aramaic text? Who is there today who knows the real meaning of Aramaic words? And if he gets a PhD from Yale University in Semitics, so that means that he knows how to translate it. Yeah. Ridiculous. No. So, the Rabbanon Yik, because it be safer, Kitiko Amlet, Hashtet Chsif Sefer, not be safer. So it's a riot that the Torah doesn't mean he shall write in a book. He shall write a bill of divorce, a list of terms of divorce. V'rabbanon, hayvi kosav, may avdali. Now, according to Rabbi Yisiag Lili, so sefer means really book. Some mele, the question arises, why does the Torah have to say v'kosav la sefer krisus v'nosam v'yodo? The Torah could have written Vinosan lo sefer krisus biyodo. Vinosan lo sefer krisus biyodo. So why does the Torah have to say because of law? The answer is, according to Mishnah, really, if the Torah had said Vinosan lo sefer krisus biyodo, I would say only on cloth. Now the Torah says because of law, so it's marbe anything that has the semblance of a sefer, of a book. But a real sefer in a narrow sense, in a full sense, is cloth. But because of the ribu of ikosav, that's according to Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. Because according to Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, sefer means a book. But according to Rabbanan, Sefer Minzibir, Sefer Zvorim, a list of terms of divorce, Sefer Zvorim, a bill. So then the question, so Mele, the Torah doesn't have to say because of law to tell us that it can be written on any material. Would I say it has to be written only on cloth? According to this, really, the Sefer is to be understood in the sense of a book, and the real book is cloth. Other things have a semblance of a book. So Mele Torah has to say, because of the Sefer Christ, to be Marbe, any book, even
any
material that has the semblance, the resemblance or the semblance of a book. But according to the Rabbanon, Sefer means Zvorim, a list of terms of divorce, a bill of divorce. A bill of divorce, some Hechates, I should say, that it has to be Dafka on cloth, because the book is not even mentioned. Some Hechates, Dafka on cloth. So why does the Torah have to say because of you? The Rabbonon, hi, because of my Avdalei, mi boyalu, b'chsive mizgareshes, v'in mizgareshes b'kesef. Sal g'day t'cham m'nei akish yitzir l'avai. Ma avai b'kesef, because shtar g'dushin, a g'dushin can take effect with a shtar, like get, and with kesef too. So maybe get, maybe get the same thing, since there is a hekesh, then yitzir avai. Afis ma avai b'kesef, afitzir name b'kesef. But of course, if the Allah had been that the nisho yitzir b'kesef, then who would have to give the kesef? The isha. In Gdushin, where the Baal is the kene, he's kene the isha, the kene and isha, and the marital kene, the marital relationship, the marital dimension, so he led, he's the king. The king has to give kesef. But in Gerashin, if Gerashin could be take place through kesef, so then who is the king? The isha, she's kine atzma, that's the Loshna Mishn English. Vikine is atzma beget uvi mises abal. So she would have to give the kesef. But I would say, since there is a hekesh between Havayin Yitzir, so just as Gdushin can take effect, not only through Shtar, but through Kesef too, so Get can also take effect, Gersh can take effect, not only through Get, but through Kesef too, and the Ishe could give Kesef to the Baal and be a Yitzir Chayos. So that's why the Torah says, Veikosav lo, Sefer Christus, to advise us, b'chsive mizgareshes, v'ingareshes b'kesef, salta d'cham n'akish yitzir avaye, ma avaye b'kesef, af yitzir nam b'kesef, koma shmilon, v'idoch. So the question was, yes.
The woman would have to pay, would give the money?
If the Allah had been that the nisho is yitzir b'kesef, who has to give kesef? The Kenyan, not the market. Samamela, the Isha is the Kene. In Gdushin, the Baal is the Kene. And the Isha is the Makne. The Isha is the Makne.
She's Makne herself.
That's right. Uh-huh. How is a married woman called? I mean, the feminist wouldn't approve of it. But how is a married woman called? Isha Shish. Not. We don't call a married woman Isha Shish. This is what the feminists are trying to change, that instead of a married woman being an ishishish, so the husband should be an ishishish. So the Baal is the Kene in the Gdushin. In Gerashin, who is the Kene? She goes free, she becomes liberated. So she's the Kene. Who has to give kesef? The Kene has to give kesef. Come ask me. So how do we know, according to the Rabbonon, the Halacha, that a nisho is not misgareshes b'kesef, from because of? But Rabbi Yossi Aglili couldn't learn it out from because of, because from because of he learns out that it's not dafke a book mamish, but anything that has the semblance of a book. So he couldn't use because of to tell us this halacha that is not yesin b'kesef. So how does Rabbi Yisa Aglili know that the nisho is not misgareshes b'kesef? V'idoch Rabbi Yisa Aglili miboya of v'idoch Rabbi Yisa Aglili nafkele misefach Chrisus. The Rabbonon learn now the halacha that nisho is not yesin b'kesef from because of. According to Rabbi Yisa Aglili, we learn how the halacha that nisho not yesin b'kesef from sefach Chrisus. Sefer case of in the Varacha Kirs. In the Varacha Kirs. That's Rabbi Yisi Haglili. Vido the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon. So in other words, since the Rabbonon learn out that the Nisho is not yet because of him, but because of. So from Sefer Christus, what Roshe do they apply to Sefer Christus? Vido the Rabbonon. Miboyle dover akiris benil beino. The Rabbonon. Kitanya arizik am nashul tish di yayin, am nashul techo bishop. Lil means a Christus. Ashleishinim arizik Christus. So vidoch, so Rabbi Yisi Aglili, they cannot learn out from Sefer Christus da aloche that if there are strings remaining attached between the husband and wife, let's say she cannot visit her parents' home, so then she's not megareshes. So how? But Rabbi Yisi Aglili is also made it to that din of the Mishneh that if the Baal gives a get and says al nashul tilcha b'shevach leilom, she's not megareshes. How does he know that? He cannot learn it out from Sefer Chrisus, because from Sefer Chrisus he learns out Sefer case and Dvaracha case. So how does he know this din of Chrisus al nashul tish diyayin? The Tini Megarashes, Vidoch Rabbi Yisi Aglili, Mikores Chrisus. Because the Torah could have said, because Haflo Sefer Chorus. Why do they say Chrisus? So to tell us that thing, Vidoch, the Rabbonon say, Chorus Chrisus for Yash. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Because of Nukal Mokim, because of Nasir Chris Biodo. Because of the Sefer, must be the Klav, must be the Chi Robin, because of Lord, the Klav for the Robin. Hashtag Sefer Israel, because of Siras Dire Krises, a bill of divorce, so that's a list of terms of divorce. Valkoma di Boye Lichte, because of Lomayavle, Lidu List, the Rabbis called the Vasharli, Kovakos of the Lixi Vose, Omnos and Sefer Krisish Mainon, Vingareshe, because of Imamalach, this Rashi. This Rashi is really difficult, and I don't remember who is asking the Kashi against Rashi. I don't remember. Because Rashi says, Vinzgareshes b'kesef, im omaloch, heilech pruto vizgar shelibo. And it's difficult. Not im omaloch, heilech pruto. In other words, if an isha would be Vinzgareshes b'kesef, so then, who would have to give the kesef? The kene. Kesef. In kolatere kule. Let's say in karake. Who gives the kesef?
The lokeach.
The lokeach. He gives the kesef. Let's say by shicho. The loch is that neved is yeitzi b'kesef. So who gives the kesef? The odin gives the kesef. No. The odin doesn't give the kesef. The odin doesn't give the kesef. David gives the kesef. When an odin buys a neved, then he gives kesef to the other odin. But when is Mishachir an Eved, and the Eved is Yetzir Lechios on the Kesef, so the Eved has to give the Kesef. So if an Ishe could be Yetzir, could be Migreshes on the Kesef, so then who would have to give the Kesef?
The one.
The Kene. The Kene would have to give the Kesef. Not the Baal. So why does Rashi say so? Rashi is very difficult. I don't remember who is asking that kash. It's a strong kash. I don't know what kind of a terrorist there could be. Vinzgareshes b'kesef im omalo heilech pruto vizgar shelibo. How could you say heilech pruto vizgar shelibo? Very strange. Of course, there is halacha of Evet Naini. So by Kedushin too, there is halacha of Evet Naini. Evet Naini means the halacha that that one person can give kesef on behalf of the other person, and it's considered as if the other person had given the kesef. That's Gemara in Dushan. The Gemara in Dushan of Zayin Amud Aleph says the fourth line from the top. Helech mono, v'iskachi lipleini, mikudeshes medine v'tnai. Medine v'tnai. So what does it mean? That if Ruvei, Rashi explains it, helech mono v'iskachi lipleini v'ushluchai el shem kacha mishale, Ruvei is a shliach of Shimon to be mikadesh lei. Some male, as far as the Maisa Agdushin is concerned, so Shlokash Onika makes, Shimon appointed him as his agent to Mikadesh Lei. But Alochi is that the Baal, the real Mikadesh, has to give his kesef. But Shimon didn't give him his dinar to be Mikadesh or his money to Mikadesh Lei. He just appointed him as his Shliach to be Mikadesh Lei for him, for Shimon. And he didn't give him the money. So Ruvein gives his dinner or his money. Here it mentions Hilach money. So she should not be Mikodeshes. The answer is we learn out from Evet Nain. Evet Nain is Yitzelach Yosol the Kesef. So the question is how can an Evet have Kesef? Mashikon Evet Kamarabe. So somebody else gives Kesef on behalf of the Evet Nain. That he should be Yetzel Echeos. So that's the Alfuse in Kolater Kule, that whenever a certain person has to give Kesef, it's another person can give on his behalf, and it would be considered if Reuven gives Kesef on behalf of Shimon, it's considered as if Shimon had given. And that's not Shlichas. Shlichas means that the Maise done by the Shliach is attributed to Mishalach. But here, Reuven does the Maise Akdushin on behalf of Shimon. He was designated by Shimon. But Shimon didn't give him his money to be Mikadosh. He is taking out from his pocket his money on behalf of Shimon. So that the money that is Reuven's, it was given on behalf of Shimon, so it should be considered as if it had been the money of Shimon. That has nothing to do with Shlichas. That's another halacha of Evet Nain, because we find that Gzeros HaKosuf by Evet Nain. Evet Nain is Yetzel Echeus, but by Evet Nain he doesn't have any money. So we applied halacha of Evet Nain. So Mimele, that will be a deichak, what Rashi say. When misgareshes b'kesef, imom alo helech prute v'izgar shelibo. So in other words, it means that the isha doesn't have any kesef. Why, first of all, why couldn't an isha? And the v'tnaini couldn't have any kesef because mashikono evet kono rabbe. By isha, it's only a kiyem peiros, and if the Baal gives her a matone, so then the Baal does not even have a kiyem peiros in it. But suppose the Baal, let's say, if an isha could be yitzei, it could be misgareshes al the kesef. So who would have to give the kesef? The pute, the dinner dish. Suppose the isha doesn't have her own money, so then the Baal could give the money on behalf of the isha. That's what Rashi means. But anyway,
yeah.
But otherwise, according to Rashi, assuming that the Baal wouldn't have, let's assume not like Rashi, that the isha would have to give the money, so then how would we ever have a case of Gerish and Baal Korch? Gershon would no longer be Baal Korch because she could just say, I don't want to give the money.
Yeah, it would be too bad for the husband. There couldn't be,
So that would change the whole din of...
There couldn't be. and the Baal couldn't, because there is no aloha that it's nine Baal Korcha, the Baal Korcha of the person. If the Eved will say a certain person wants him to go free, and he'll give the Odin $1 million that the Eved should go free, and the Odin is willing, but the Eved will say, no, I like to be an Eved. So then we wouldn't apply the aloha for the Tnai. So then there couldn't be Balkan.
What do you mean? We can't force the Eved to be free?
You can force him, but you can't force the Eved that he should agree that Mr. X, the millionaire, should give $1 million for him. It should be considered as if it's his $1 million. That you cannot force. The thesis. Al ole shall zayis, dafke ole shall zayis, vichayetze beim miskayim, gitani bizi sefta, ole shall zayis, vichu vudalas. Vichol dovo shushel kayoma is kosha. Charuv, that's, you know, how is it called in English?
Boxer.
What?
Boxer, is that?
Boxer, that's Yiddish, that's not English. St. John's food, it's called, I think.
St. John's bread.
There's another word for it. What is it?
Carob.
Carob is the same thing as St. John's bread?
Right.
Yeah, okay,
box.
All right.
Boxing.
So, that's miskind, it's very hard. I don't think I would be able to break it now. So, with one hand.